gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 326. I am your host, GBD, here in Tokyo, Japan, and of course, I am joined by a man who was pro-DRM until he learned that it doesn't stand for Doritos Ready Machine, Wombat.
I prefer Donut Rights Maker, maybe? Are we
Donuts
recording, by the way?
What do you, what
I,
do you mean?
Because I wasn't sure if you made it obvious enough for me.
It's always good to have jokes on the show that the audience won't know what you're talking about.
That joke was for Shipwreck.
Awesome. Awesome. Wombat respects your time a lot.
I got it now.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Wow. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, Wombat.
Is there?
There is. I don't know. I feel like I've been really reading a lot more gaming news recently with the recent Xbox One announcements and spending, I've been on, fortunately or unfortunately, spending more time on NeoGAF and all that stuff.
I like that you're interested. It makes me happy when you get interested.
As opposed to sleeping?
As opposed to usual, Chibi? Yeah.
You mean like I won't be sleeping at E3 for most of the presentation?
Oh, you will be.
Oh, you will be.
Oh, by the way, our other host of the show is named Shipwreck, and he's here as well.
Oh, we referenced him several times already.
He's down to a reference.
Yes. I'm a citation.
Yeah, you're a living footnote.
Yeah, look me up in the bibliography.
Are you even on the bibliography? I don't think you're actually on the CAGcast page, are you? On the website?
Is that new CAG out yet? Did you get that out?
I'm not sure you're on that one either, to be honest.
Well, after I told you about the redesign you had to do this morning.
What redesign?
On the ad units.
Stop talking about my units. Listen, welcome to the show, everybody. I don't know, we keep getting sidetracked here.
Yes.
Yeah, I am excited about E3. How can I not be? And it's right around the corner, and all this shit is coming to a furious boil right before E3. It's going down! It's going to be awesome. But I don't know. I mean, I did a guest spot on the 8-4 podcast last week where I talked more about Xbox One. So maybe, I don't know, what should we do, Wombat? You make the call. Should we do show feedback first? Anything you need to talk about?
I mean, I don't think I have anything particularly exciting to talk about. The only movie I saw over the weekend was Men in Black 3. Have you seen Men in Black 3?
I did, yeah. I actually watched that in the theater here. I think that was the last movie I saw in a theater here. It wasn't horrible.
No, it wasn't exactly. It wasn't horrible. Oh, and I also saw Dread.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah, so this is now Watch This, Bitches.
Yes.
Here we are.
So Dread, you should see it if you haven't. I know you saw it, GP, and really liked it.
It's basically RoboCop.
It's RoboCop meets Raid the Redemption.
Yes, yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. That's the pitch.
Which is perfect because those are two fantastic movies.
They are too. I mean, it borrows so heavily from Raid the Redemption that it can't be a coincidence, right? Like, they had to have paid someone to do that.
I don't know.
Me neither.
I don't know how that goes.
Me neither. It's like, it just seems a little too, like, moments that are just, like, taken right out of it.
Ship, you can handle Dread, right? You like movies like that, don't you?
What? I can handle it?
I mean, like, I don't know. You would like to see, like, a movie like that, no?
I would be okay seeing Dread. I haven't yet, but...
He's not as boring as Batman, because he shoots people.
Right. Like, he's got that going for him.
Right, and their heads explode. It's good.
Yeah, that movie's got some gore going on.
It's got a great visual style to it. Like, I watched I actually rented the Blu-ray so I could watch it again in 3D, and the 3D is really good, as you would imagine it to be if you watch it in 2D. You could see, like, there's a lot of slow-motion killing, so they basically had me at slow-motion killing.
That's the name of the drug in the movie, is slow-mo.
I know. I was like, oh, I'm going to like this. Well, yeah, there's a big slow-mo.
That sounds good. I like
there's a big slow-mo scene in the first 5 minutes of the movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's pretty crazy. I mean, there's some pretty, like, cringy violence in it. But, the movie totally works.
It's a hard R. Like, you don't see movies like that anymore. And I had no idea it was Bones from the new Star Trek.
And it is Bones from the... That's what makes it great, is that, you know, it's... The reason why I think the movie really works is if there were more famous people in it, it might take you out of it.
I had no idea who Carl Urban was.
I had no idea. I mean, I knew who Carl Urban was, but other than but even the other actors, I have no idea who they were.
Right. He sounds like a like an MMA fighter. I just assumed he was a guy like that.
Nope.
But, or a country singer.
Country singer.
No, that's Keith Urban. His brother.
His brother. Yeah.
We made the same joke because we're terrible.
It's pretty weird that that guy's last name is Urban and there's nothing urban about him.
How do you know?
His country music is the exact opposite of urban.
Oh, you're talking about Keith Urban, not Carl Urban.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their mom confuses them too.
Anyway, okay. I had something else. Oh, somebody wrote in here. Where is this fucking thing? Oh, Daniel7394 wrote in and wanted to know what we thought of the season finale of Arrow.
Oh, I did see it.
I thought it was really good.
I liked it. I mean, it definitely, you know, the character that dies, I won't miss. I'll tell you that much.
I bet you he's not. You think he's really dead?
I do think he's
dead. Should you even talk about that? Well, I guess we didn't say who it is. So.
A, we didn't say who it is, and B, can you really spoil Arrow, the TV show?
It's not like Shakespeare? Is that
yeah.
I got to say, I love the guy who plays Merlin, the dad Merlin.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He's like the perfect casting for that role. So he's like, because he looks like Tom Cruise, like a little bit, but like off somehow, right?
Yes. And why is his name? I'm like totally spacing out on his name. He's you know, a British actor guy.
Oh, house. Is he? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's been around perfect, forever. Like, he's one of those guys that shows up in things a lot.
Okay. Yeah. It's good. I like him a lot. So I like seeing him like be a badass in the other Arrow suit, Arrow costume.
Yeah, it was kind of cool and it totally worked. So, you know, hooray for that. But no, hooray, I think it worked. I think it did work really well. I think John Barrowman, that's who it is.
One thing about that show that, you know, that Mrs. Cheapy and I always make fun of. I mean, there's a lot of things to make fun of. But it is good, though. It is good. We wouldn't watch it if it wasn't good.
It's dumb, but it's good. It's good dumb.
People, and maybe this is with every show. I don't watch like a lot of network shows, really. But people are always just dropping in on each other. Like in the craziest places. Like, oh, you're working at your nightclub at 9:30 in the morning. Oh, your ex-girlfriend is just going to drop by randomly without calling. Like, and just every scene is just a crazy drop in.
Did you know
like
that
would never happen?
The what's her name? Black Canary. That's David Cassidy's daughter from the Partridge Family.
On here?
The ex-girlfriend.
Black Canary. She's not Black Canary.
She will be Black Canary. It's Diana Lance.
Wait, the lawyer?
Yeah.
Turns into a superhero?
Yes.
Is everybody going to turn into a superhero?
It's Black Canary. They're setting it up for that. You really didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I know Red Robin, Red Arrow.
Red Arrow is Arsenal, but you watched the Justice League Unlimited.
They're gonna have a problem like Heroes did, where everybody on the show turns into a superhero.
Well,
with superpowers.
Well, it's kind of the lore of the Green Arrow character is his relationship with Black Canary. I mean, that's like 20 years worth of comic books. That on again, off again relationship.
All right, we can't talk about Arrow anymore.
I know, because we could spend a whole show talking about it and bother people.
But let me do a guest spot on your
on Unimportant Opinions Arrow. I would in a minute.
Yeah, it would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so should we do? Do we have show? Did we do this? Let's do show feedback from last week.
Okay,
because that was a good show. I thought that was actually I seldom record a show and think, hey, that was a pretty good show. I usually am just like, all right, it's, you know, now I got to edit it. But after that one, I thought that was a pretty good discussion that we had, and it was reasonable. And I don't know. Let's see what the let's see what the listener said.
Sure. Dranarius says, I was disappointed with the conference. Even if you guys mentioned it was a hardware conference, this is a gaming machine we're talking about. Most gaming enthusiasts are interested in seeing what it could do for their gaming experience.
Not anymore, it isn't.
For MS to de-emphasize that in favor of TV and sports is ultimately disappointing. I had a feeling of more of the same from the Sony reveal. But at least there was a huge gaming presence, even welcoming the indie movement to the PS4 via Jonathan Blow.
MS
is giving us cars, Call of Duty, and sports. I guess I am not the dude bro target audience.
Okay. Shipwreck, please explain to this guy why he's wrong in every way.
I just don't understand why you would want more of the same. Like that's a better thing. Like, you know, you're going to get more of the same with the Xbox as well. Like, it's all going to be there. It's all the same stuff that you know and love. It's going to
imagine
have
what you have now, but it's going to run faster and have some better features. Some, you know,
like, I don't get this
better.
Whole thing like the Xbox, it was a disappointment because they didn't show games when you know they're going to show games. Like, they're not putting this system out with no games.
Right.
That's just not going to happen. This isn't a Wii U situation.
And they said, and you know E3 is coming, and you know they said they're going to talk about games at E3.
And all the games that you want to play will be on it, I'm sure, when they port Grand Theft Auto 5 over there, because that's going to probably be on the PS4 and the Xbox One, and your Assassin's Creed, whatever it is that's coming out, and what's the other games that are coming out this fall? You know, all the games that you know that are coming out this fall will be on that console.
The crazy thing was not that, I mean, not that people were outraged. I mean, that was a little crazy. But the crazy thing isn't just that. It's that they couldn't wait 3 weeks to be outraged. They had to be outraged now. I know, like, we know there's going to be a lot more shit coming in 3 weeks, but fuck it.
I want to be mad today. Well, and that's the other thing, because I was thinking about this too, because he mentions the dude bro, which was a phrase brought up way too many times in the show thread. And this is what I'm going to have to say to you, and it may not you, Cheapy, but maybe a few listeners, and it may be the hard pill to swallow, but Microsoft may be willing to lose you as a consumer. If it means cornering the dude bro target.
Right.
Because the dude bro.
They're not going to lose them, though. Because it's not Microsoft that makes these games that appeal to this real gamer stereotype, whatever. It's the third parties, and they're going to make it for Xbox. They're going to make it for PS4. They're going to make it for PC. Like, they're going to make the same games for everything.
But I say the profit is in the dude bro. The dude bro that buys, and you know, this came up in the show thread also, but they only buy two games a year. They only buy Madden and Call of Duty. They buy Madden.
They rent a lot of movies, though.
They buy Madden, Call of Duty. They buy all the DLC for Madden and Call of Duty. They buy it every year. They pay for Xbox Live, and they watch movies and TV on their Xbox. Okay. They're, you know, if you're only buying used games, and you're only playing third or even just playing third party titles, but not buying the DLC, you're on the internet and complaining every day, you're not who Microsoft wants. And they could probably, if they were to corner the dude bro market.
Wait, I'll stop you 1 second there. Microsoft wants them too.
Who's the president of Batship Industries, by the way?
Shipwreck. But if if they really want, the thing is, once the games are out, the gamer audience will come to it. If you can corner the dude bro target quickly, that could probably make you the number one console in America.
It's all moot. These things are going to sell out anyway. They're going to sell all of them right away. It doesn't matter. Like, the hardcore gamers are going to buy both of these fucking things. Everybody knows that. I mean, even the people who are most critical of the thing are still going to try to buy it on the first day. I mean, listen to, I was on the 8-4 podcast. John, who's, you know, very passionate about video games and was very, you know, disappointed, like, about the Microsoft One, the Xbox One conference, and, you know, very upset by it, like emotionally upset by it. And still, he said, day one, I'm buying it. And I think most people are like that. If you can even get one. You know? Yeah.
I think the trick is going to be if Sony's stealing that dude bro audience that became Xbox 360 people.
They want everybody to buy this fucking thing and have it in your living room and rent movies on it and buy music on it and all that
stuff.
Well,
it was funny because
Sony wants the exact same thing.
I had lunch with someone that may or may not have worked or currently worked at Microsoft at some point in their lifetime.
Here we go. Yep. Yeah.
Bill Gates.
It was me and Bill Gates. So Bill says to me, he says, you know, we only have one strategy here over at Microsoft. And that's not for Microsoft to succeed, but for our competition to fail.
Okay.
So whatever it takes.
Okay.
Now what that means for the, you know, and I think we saw that with the Xbox 360. It wasn't so much about making it the better console. It was just making it so, doing whatever they can to try to make Sony look bad. By
now
comparison.
I'm picturing Major Nelson with like the Dick Dastardly mustache, just like pounding his fist together. Fucking kick your ass, Sony. Pulling the plugs during the press conference of the Sony thing.
Like Johnny in Airplane?
Right.
Yes. So, but you know, it's there's still a lot we don't know about both consoles, so who knows what. But I will say that don't discredit that dude bro not a real gamer audience, because that dude bro not a real gamer audience is the audience that's probably going to sustain that console, and whoever can corner that may become the more successful and may allow them to take more chances and get involved with that indie movement and Jonathan Blow that you're so interested in.
If you're into indie games, it's going to be PC or PS3. Like
four.
Or PS4, sorry. It's not really... Xbox wants to make money, and as much as I like good indie games, like, for the most part, they don't sell all that much. But if you look at the ones Microsoft got on their console, those sold a ton.
They got,
like, if you look at the Super Meat Boys, the Minecrafts, they go after the ones they think are going to make money.
Fez was another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, yeah, and they will have more of those games because those games are going to sell, and they haven't, even like a Misplosion Man or a Castle Crashers.
Right.
You know, those were all Microsoft, those were all Xbox games first.
All right, what else we got here? Show feedback.
Sure, Lick just wanted to chime in and say that it has been confirmed that the headset will not be included. It'll be sold separately. They want you to use the Kinect out of the box. Now, that to me is a load of heaping wad, a load of BS.
You don't think it's going to work?
I think it's a huge mistake.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
The current one doesn't work properly. I think that's the,
right.
The current that's one the works issue fine. Here I still is have that... my launch one.
What? Yeah, your
well,
Kinect?
I'm talking about a headset.
No, sorry. I'm talking about the current Kinect.
Oh, yeah. No, that does
that
not
type
work.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what we're all basing it off of, because that's all we can base it off of at this point is
no,
what we've actually like played with. And if you're talking on a Kinect currently, people are going to be upset because they're not going to be able to hear you. They're going to hear all this background chatter. Everybody in the room is going to hear all this stupid chatter on the coming through the TV screen. I think it's a bad idea, but...
Yeah, we all agree.
It seems unlikely that they would be able to make this work properly. I just don't see how...
Well,
everyone's got speakers in different places in their living rooms. It's just... I don't know. We'll see.
You're gonna hear people like... You're going to hear the wives yelling at kids in the background. You're going to hear... Like, all the domestic stuff is going to come through loud and clear.
All I know is when I'm in the middle of a big match.
That hurts the dude bro target audience of Call of Duty and Madden players who won't be able to talk during the games. And if that could be a deal breaker for someone looking to buy one of those two consoles.
If I'm losing in a match of Call of Duty, I'm just going to yell Xbox off and I'll turn off everybody's Xboxes as well as mine. So everybody's going to lose. In your face. Losers.
In the face.
What else we got here?
Sure, Jay Avery has to say, the way used games work is a huge deal for me. I buy most of my stuff used from Gamefly because I don't need to play the newest games right at launch. I have a few friends that I regularly trade games with, too, to cut down costs. We both take our time and play both in succession for half the price. If they really make you play full price... For a license, I will just play a ton less games. I don't understand how they could possibly think that if they block me from paying 10 for something used, that all of a sudden I'll be willing to spend 60. I'm also worried about the always online requirement. What happens in 10 years?
Right.
We're screwed.
We're all screwed.
So what do we think? I mean, there's been, obviously, after so much back and forth and rumor and conjecture, and I don't think Microsoft has really said anything solid yet. Do we still think that they had a plan that they're trying to backpedal on?
I still think they haven't finalized the plan. I don't think that it's the question of backpedaling. I think it's just a question they still just haven't come to an agreement yet. It's going to be pretty complicated. And you know, like, you can't, I mean, GameStop, of course, makes all their money off it, and but they need GameStop. You know, they would like to be in a favorable light in GameStop's eyes.
What did the stock drop 18% or something like that?
Yeah, well,
GameStop stock
anyway. It went up too much. it went up a lot after I sold it, which is pretty awesome. Shipwreck, what do you think about used games? What do you think is going to happen? Because here's the thing, like look, people ask me a lot what I think about used games, and you know, there's like that Twitter movement going on, and I just don't know like what's going to happen if you get rid of used games completely. Then, I mean, I don't know. And for me to even say like what I prefer, you know, obviously I make money when people buy used games on CAG. You know, Gamefly has a lot of sales. If those disappear, obviously I won't be making that money anymore. But do I know for sure that it's not going to be made up some other way because the whole gaming ecosystem is going to change? I don't know that. I have no idea.
So, if it goes all digital, you're screwed.
Well, no, because I sell codes on Amazon for games, for on PC. Sure. Why wouldn't that same thing happen for consoles?
It may work in an odd way. You don't know.
It may work out better. It's just like I'm saying, I don't know. Like, and I don't know how gamers can know. Like, I have a financial stake in all this. And I just don't know. Like, I've given it a lot of thought. There's not that much I could do about it. Well, there is, but
yeah, start saving. Codes. That's
what. Well, I've saved a lot. I started saving a long time ago. So I don't really know. But that's my point. It's like I don't know, and like I'm kind of involved with this, and I don't think the big guys know either. Right, Ship? I mean, could Microsoft and Sony possibly know like what effect these moves are going to make? You can guess, but you don't know. Right?
I think am I crazy? It's no, you're not crazy. And it's a huge, I don't like taking like consumer choice away from the equation. Like, as all of these businesses went out of business, now there's very limited places you can go and buy games from now. You have your GameStops, you've got your Walmarts, you've got your Targets, and a handful of other choices. Right,
Best Buy.
Right.
And Amazon.
But Best Buy is not going to be around for very long.
Okay. I know. Go on.
Yeah. I mean, everything else is wiped out pretty much. I mean, you have a handful of other stores, whatever. But, and then if this happens, like Steam people, that's like the beacon for everything is Steam.
Right.
But they have crazy sales.
Like, yes. I mean, for example, Grid 1 came out this week. Grid 2, excuse me. Xbox One, Grid 2. Grid 2 came out this week, and I bought the PC version for the retail price is $50. I paid $35, I believe, for it on Gamefly or Green Man Gaming. So, yeah.
Yeah, big, I mean, sales. I don't know, like, are we going to see that type of stuff on consoles? How is that going to affect the retail versions? Like, Walmart's not going to like it if they're getting undercut by a digital version and eventually they're just out of the market.
Well, Walmart wouldn't mind it maybe if they could sell the codes at a discount online.
Who's going to go to Walmart and buy a code?
Or is it just make it more of... Because right now, from what I read this week, is that they make about, what, $2 to $4 per game sold?
Who's they?
The retailer.
Right.
Makes about $2 to $4 on a $60 game.
Okay.
I guess the question is, how much is that to Walmart? But is it a loss leader? Is it just to get people in the store to begin with? In which case, does
That's
it matter?
That's part of it, but I mean, you add up that $4 for a million copies of Call of Duty they sell, and it's
is $4 million and anything to Walmart? What is $4 million to Walmart?
That's their whole business, is to make small margins on millions of products.
Yeah, I know and I agree, but is losing this one product if it brings in the console sales?
All I know is that every time I walk into Walmart, there is a large sign letting me know, some advertisement there letting me know, hey, this new movie is out, and hey, this new album is out, and hey, this new game is out. So it's obviously a very like high profile thing in Walmart's eyes. Because as soon as you walk into a Walmart, it's right there.
Does Walmart sell used games?
They put these ads on the security scanners as you walk in.
Do they sell used games in store?
My Walmarts don't, but I think they might have. Target does.
Online they do, I know. Or at least they did.
Yeah, I haven't been into Walmart in years. I couldn't tell you.
I think the only thing that we could admit is that we just don't know. I mean, obviously we would like to have the choice, right?
And I do think that the console makers, I mean, they have to work with the retailers. I do agree with Shipwreck. I don't like to argue for argument's sake. But I do think that working with the retailers is going to be important because you don't want to lose that relationship and you want them to keep the consoles in stock.
Right, because I don't think they're making very much money on the consoles, the retailers.
No, they're not.
They take up space.
Yeah, and they take up space.
I don't know. We'll see. I think, I just don't know. Hopefully it's as free. Obviously, I like the way that things are now, that people have a choice. And certainly, I'm making money off it, so I like that too. I just don't know what they're going to do. And I like to see, somebody wrote in and they wrote, what was the question here? Oh, Pincer4 wrote in and asked us to discuss the PS4 no DRM Twitter thing. You know about that?
The hashtag?
The hashtags, I guess, was started on NeoGAF. I support certainly people letting other people know what they think. And, if they do it in a, not in an insulting way, which this is not, this is good, obviously. I don't know that it's going to do anything necessarily. But I do think it's interesting that they've given up, like somehow Microsoft, it's already set in stone. Microsoft is going to fuck you in the ass. There's not going to be any lube. It's done. Don't even bother asking for lube. Just bend over or leave the room. But for Sony, they listen to us. And, if we say we don't want to be fucked in the ass, they'll give us a hand job. I mean, this analogy is going into horrible place.
What are you talking about?
I don't even, but you
what
know what
are
I'm
you
saying.
Talking about?
I'm saying that they somehow think Sony is like is going to listen to them, but Microsoft won't. It's preposterous.
Well, good for Sony. They've turned around their image somewhat. Then,
well,
I still see them as the bumbling company that kind of has never managed to come out with a fully formed plan, like overall company goal. So if they've turned it around, great.
That's the other thing that someone mentioned to me this week was remember when PSN was down for a few months?
Oh yeah, if this thing goes through, Microsoft is going to be screwed by denial of service attacks and hackers and
if what thing goes through? If there's a
if always online requirement,
always online thing.
It's going to be PSN. And then they're going to have to take it offline for 2 months. And then it's going to be, well, how do I play the games that I bought for this thing while it's down for 2 months? And Microsoft's going to be like, I don't know.
That really is the most important point, isn't it, out of all of this? Like, the more restrictive the DR, forget about the fact that you're not going to be able to, you may or may not be able to buy used games or that would be limited or trade games. Forget about all that stuff. If either one of these guys implements DRM that talented hackers deem is too restrictive, which is pretty much a guaranteed on both sides. It depends if one is really significantly worse than the other, but it's guaranteed. Yeah, you're right. It's guaranteed to happen basically.
Yeah. No, it will happen. It will happen out of spite where they're going to force this network offline as fast as they possibly can to show that they can force it offline.
Right. Because they obviously are, that's what they do. I mean, this is what these guys
and it
do.
Doesn't matter if their server room looks like a NASA space center,
right?
It doesn't matter.
And they have the time
and they will figure it out and they will figure it out. And that's the scary truth that I definitely don't think Microsoft is thinking through. I think they just think, well, we have enough servers to cover the amount of people that may buy the console. They're only thinking in terms of legality. Like, the people that buy this and will use it properly, we have all the server space you need. But what about the people that want to hack that? How can they hack it? Especially if everything's in one room.
I feel bad.
Shipwreck, you're an engineer. Let's say you have, 100 servers attached to each other, and you're able to get a virus into one of those servers. How quickly can it spread to the other 99 servers in that same room?
I don't know, because I'm not a hacker, but just thinking about this makes me excited to try to do it. Like, that's just the truth of the matter, is it's like, okay, like, if I'm like kind of questioning, I wonder if that could be done, you know, people who know how to do this stuff already have this planned out.
Yeah. They're like, the hackers are hoping for
they're
it.
Already
at this point,
I guarantee you they've already started.
They're already planning it out.
They're already planning it out. Like, just based off of what they know of that server room. Because every podcast that went there has talked about it. What this server room looks like. And isn't that really what you need to start with? You know, isn't that how Tom Cruise was able to break into the vault? Because he knew what it looked like inside the vault where the lasers were?
You're saying, so the hacker is going to come down from the ceiling in Redmond?
Yes.
Through the back end.
Through the back end. on the ropes.
He's going to tiptoe past Major Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And then come down, you know, pull out some floor tiles.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. But
no, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I think it's just being able to picture where the servers are and what kind of servers they might be using might be enough to start formulating a plan.
Batship Industries should put together like a dossier. You know how like the State Department puts together like travel advisories for you, if you're going to different countries? You know, oh, you're going to Japan, you know, look out for Roppongi District. People will try to put something in your drink and steal your wallet. You got to put one out for them with these hackers. Let them know restrictive DRM leads to big problems.
That's it. That's its one page.
Lock down your vents. They always come through right. The vents.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Yes. Have a security guard in the server room.
Protect your back end.
Yes. All right. I don't even know where we are. We're just like all over
Who
the
cares?
Place.
We're having a good time.
We are.
And
we
I'm
are.
Sure we've angered people, so...
Let's see, what else do we have? I put down a lot of comments and stuff from people about the Microsoft event, and let's see what we got here. Book Scout wrote in and wanted to know what life lessons I learned from going on the 8-4 podcast. I did learn some lessons. I learned that, you know, some people really don't like Microsoft. And they, you know, I think a lot of people who live in Japan are living here because they feel like a strong tie to Japanese things, which is like a reasonable reason why you would come here. Like the Japanese food, Japanese video games, Japanese anime. I mean, that's why people move here.
I like one of those three things.
The food?
Yeah, you got it.
Right. And I think so, like, if you talk to most of the whiteys living in Japan, most of them are going to be pretty pro-Sony and Nintendo, because that's probably why they're living, a reason why they're living here. So I already sort of knew that ahead of time, but I think a lot of the 8-4 guys can chalk that up to being true. But no, and that's nothing bad. I mean, you know, it's just a thing. But, and I thought it was also interesting that I'm the Microsoft fanboy, you know, according to some commenters and the two of us. And Shipwreck and Wombat. I'm the Microsoft fanboy, but I'm the only one out of all the people that appeared on that podcast that didn't stay up till 3 a.m. watching the Microsoft press conference.
I already told you because you already knew you were going to buy it. What do you need to watch a press conference for?
Well, I think maybe I'm speaking out of line, but I think
speak out of line.
I think maybe like the 8-4 guys stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning. Maybe like 5% of that was so they can make jokes about it on Twitter.
I'm going to say 95% of that so they can make jokes.
Okay. I mean, yeah. For me, like, I like making jokes on Twitter, but I like sleeping more than that.
Me too. So why am I still here?
Anyway, it was a great time, and I really like going on there. And the feedback was really good. I only had to block one person on Twitter who said I was eating Microsoft's taint or something like that. It was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that people liked it. And thanks for having me on the show, guys.
And that's the truth. Taint no
lie. What else we got here, Wombat? pull some shit out of here.
I'm trying to make sense
we
of
did,
what you
did
put
we
on.
Do all these used games?
We talked about used games.
Oh, this was interesting. I thought this question from Christmas was interesting. He wanted to know if any of us three are tied to the Xbox ecosystem. And I guess by that, does he mean like we've purchased a lot of movies and music?
I've never purchased a movie or a music.
Right, me too.
I've never... That ecosystem, I do not think Xbox and PS4 can penetrate what iTunes is.
I don't have anything on iTunes either, so I'm like the last person to ask that question.
You're free, Wanda.
I am free to do what I please. But, I mean, there's definitely a chance that, if we go to E3 and the PlayStation 4 looks significantly better than the Xbox One, then, I don't have any real loyalty. It's not like...
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's the second part of Christmas's question. Yeah. Is there any chance the PS4 will become your new main console?
It's entirely possible. If it's the better console, then yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
Exactly.
We haven't even seen it.
I just don't know. I honestly don't know yet. All I know is that everyone keeps telling me that the PlayStation 4 is going to be 50% more powerful than the Xbox, or 30% more powerful than the Xbox, or something.
Right.
Whatever that means. Whatever that's going to mean.
Nobody knows what it means.
So,
by the way, out of the 8-4 guys, I would say that Mark is the most, the least emotionally attached to Sony and Nintendo. Now, notice I don't use the word biased.
Yeah, why should I be attached to Microsoft, and why should I be attached to Sony?
No, I don't give a shit.
They're gigantic, totally faceless corporations that do not care. If I were hit by a bus tomorrow, they're not sending flowers to my funeral.
Right, and I'm sure, didn't you have really fond memories of playing Nintendo
through college?
You were a GameCube guy, and then you were a PS2 guy, and then you were an Xbox guy, or a 360 guy, right?
Yeah, I was a hardcore GameCube guy. I was a hardcore Genesis kid. I was Sega all the way. I had a Dreamcast, and I had a Sega CD. And then right. I was all into my GameCube over GameCube and PlayStation 2, but mostly my GameCube is my preferred console of that generation for game, for Animal Crossing and Resident Evil 4. I was all about those games. Yeah. And then, and then a 360 guy. So
you're like, wow, that 360 is the new hotness.
Yeah. And I've always had a PlayStation 1 and a PlayStation 2 and a PlayStation 3.
You had an original Xbox?
Huh?
Or no?
Yeah, I did.
Did you have it? Okay.
Yep, I had a big clunky old Xbox.
It just comes down to whichever one is better when you're playing it, like the ecosystem, the games, like
the controller is a big part for me.
Yeah, the controller.
Yeah, I like that Xbox.
It's flip-flop a lot through the years.
That 360 controller is the most comfortable controller I've ever used.
The new PS4 one looks a lot like it.
So if you're asking me if I could switch over, I'm like, I look at that PlayStation 4 controller, I'm like, it looks like they've made some smart design choices
It looks like it fits in my hand now.
Exactly. I told Chipwreck they need to do like a commercial, like the old, remember the Maxell audio tape commercials?
Where the guy would put the chair and blowing at him.
Yeah, and he would sit in the chair. They need to do that, but they need to show a guy putting a disc in a console and just having to turn the console on and playing without it being attached to the internet or anything like that.
Right.
And that would
or
that
installing.
Would, yeah, exactly. Just you put the game in, you push the button, and you play.
Good luck. Well, we'll see. PS4 says it's going to do that.
Right now, that's something that we haven't seen, and we haven't seen that really in almost 7 years. You put the game in, you push the button, you're playing a game.
Right.
Remember those days?
But you know what? PC is getting to that point because you can, download.
If you have the right drivers installed.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you need like sort of the perfect storm to come together. But
that's what I'm telling you. Bullshitter.
I'm telling you, in the perfect storm, which it happens more frequently in the perfect storm, but I can download a game, a full retail game on PC, like, 8 GB game in 10 minutes and be playing it in 12.
Yeah, you know what I would rather
from
start, do?
From purchase to playing in 12
come
minutes.
Come home with my new game, open it up, put in console, push button, sit and play. 30 seconds.
It's going to take you 5 minutes just to get it out of the package, Wombat.
I use a knife.
Okay.
I have my system down.
Yeah, four-finger Wombat is going to be gone. What else we got here? Oh, MacLachlan wrote in and wanted to know. He said, Microsoft claimed they released 15 exclusives within a year of Xbox One's launch. If you were to put up $100, what would you take if the over-under on the amount of exclusives actually released in that time is 7? So you got to put up $100. The over-under is 7. Do you take the over or the under? Shipwreck.
Easily over.
I would also take the over.
The answer is over because, as we discussed on the 8-4 Play podcast, you have no idea what that means, 15 exclusives. Does that right. mean full retail titles? Does that mean Kinect?
It's a mixture. Puppet? It's clearly a mixture.
It's clearly a mixture.
Kinect and... Puppet. I can't wait to play that game.
I don't know.
I want to play Kinect Puppet.
Wombat, that's as much thought as I'm willing to put into coming up with a Kinect game.
Is it like a Muppets like... kind of thing? Or is it just
there
like...
probably is a puppet game.
Or is it new IP, like Kinect
Who
Puppet?
Who gives a shit?
Do you build,
does it work?
Do you make your own puppet and put on a puppet show in the living room? Because you know what? Does My daughter work? Would buy that game.
Chaos Tony wrote in and wanted to know. He said, I have an easy question. Is it Xbone, XB-1, or just Xbox? Shipwreck.
I'm probably going to just call it the 360 for a long time.
Right. I did that. I've been doing that a lot. Yeah. It's not Xbone. I find Xbone.
The rumors that's what developers are calling it.
Yeah.
It sounds like negative to me.
Well, it's because it is negative.
It's like calling like the
unless
PS4.
You're gonna call it the crossbone, like if you pronounce the X like a
right.
That
there
sounds
you go. Cool. The crossbone is cool.
It's like you stepped on my PS horror joke.
I'm sure the pirates will love that. What? Huh?
Right. Right.
Game Pirates, say, Crossbones.
How about X1? How about X1? Xbox.
I said X1 last sucked. Week. I also like. I still.
They all suck.
I still like the Uno.
Horrible name.
Uno.
Don't like it.
No.
You know what else I don't like? I don't like my Fitbit One. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
Why do you not
week?
Like your Fitbit One?
Because the battery is like half as powerful as the last one. You cannot come out with a new product and have the battery be worse than the last one.
Oh, no. It's much better than the one I sent through the washing machine.
That doesn't count. That is not a proper test. That is not how Consumer Reports test the battery.
It lasts about a week.
Mine doesn't.
The Fitbit One does.
Mine doesn't. Mine lasts like maybe 4 days.
Maybe you're not fully charging it.
I don't know. Anyway, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
At least it counts my steps.
I just got an email saying that my media briefing invitation has been canceled for Xbox 3, for the Xbox E3.
Wah, 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 wah. You shouldn't have said all that shit, Wombat.
That could be a good thing.
I know.
Hopefully Teepee gets an email.
That's why I was saying it, because I think, aren't we trying to transfer it to you?
Oh, I just got an email. Domino's English Pizza, English site from Domino's Japan, the quick and easy set.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
Limited time offer.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one free?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm taking Wombat's Xbox invitation because he's not going to be there.
Nope, I'm going to be at preschool graduation.
So it looks like getting everything this year. All the press conferences. All two press conferences.
All two.
All both of them.
You guys have fun.
I actually got one for the Wii U. The Wii U gaming showcase.
Did you get a golden...
Nothing.
I need to get into that because I actually own one of those.
Right. I don't know. It was non-transferable.
When you go there and they ask your name, just say, oh, it's Cheapy D. They'll let you.
When I registered, when I was RSVPing for that Wii game showcase, the first after you click through to the website, the first question is, are you David Abrams? Yes or no? And I was afraid if I pushed, because I would have let you go in my place, Shipwreck. I was afraid if I pushed no, it would just be like, fuck you. We just deleted your invitation.
I'm going to try to get into it. I mean,
I'm
I
sure
figured they just send one to everybody who bought a Wii U. Like,
right. I didn't buy one and I got it. So there goes that theory. Where are we?
New releases, I believe.
New releases. Let's do some new releases.
Mm-hmm. I've been playing some of that that new Zen Studios joint, Castle Storm.
I've played some of that.
That's pretty fun. That's a fun little game they
it's
made.
It's cute.
It's
Zen is the pinball guys?
Yes.
But this isn't a pinball game.
Nope.
This is a catapult game similar to Angry Birds, if you're familiar with that.
Mm.
But while you're doing that, you're also sending troops across and almost a tower defense, tower attack type of thing. I know you guys didn't play Swords and Soldiers, but it's very similar to that. So, and you get to upgrade your castles. You can build different shapes to your castles and add different rooms, and that gives you access to different kinds of troops. There's some multiplayer too, but I haven't tried that. But it's a fun game. I think it's going to be better. I'm assuming they'll probably bring it to PC. And I think that might work a little bit better there with a mouse.
Oh, okay.
For the aiming the catapult thing, it just doesn't quite feel natural.
We didn't see this at E3 last year. Didn't we have an appointment with them or no?
This is when you got really hot and left the room.
Yeah, you left. You left before this happened because you couldn't be bothered.
That's not what happened.
You said you guys are not important enough for me. I am going to leave. I will leave the redhead. That's what you said. That's a quote.
I remember me almost losing consciousness and then saying, I'm sorry, I have to go.
No, you said, you suck, suck.
P.S. This is boring.
Talk to Red. That's what you said. Right. And you just got up and left.
I said, shipwreck, handle him.
And as you stood up, you pulled your pants down so they can see your ass on the way out the door.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have pictures.
All right, new releases. We're back to the new release.
So
by the way, the
$10
new
on Xbox Live.
$10, okay. The new tech-gaming site looks really good.
I was thinking the same thing as you were saying that.
Okay, so that's where we got our new releases from, by the way. What else we got this week, Chip?
Fuse came out for 360 and PS3.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What else came out?
I
saw the reviews were sort of middle of the road.
It's kind of a game that nobody asked for.
Right. It's the game that we deserve, right? It's not the game we need. It's the game that we deserve.
I'm surprised. Yeah. Is it really?
That's it.
I think it might have done better if it was in all capital letters.
Fuse.
Maybe with some periods in there. I don't know.
Yeah, Fuse is a little generic sounding.
It is. It's a little too generic sounding, I think.
I think what Batship Industries would have said here, even if we knew this was a game that nobody was asking for, would be, hey, let's give it a title that people might actually pick out as a new game.
What can you give us? I mean, knowing what you know about the game, which may not be much, could you come up with a better title right now?
Wombat, come up with something. I don't know much about this at all.
I know you've seen it before. It's a four-player co-op game is really the way it's meant to be played. I described it when I played the demo back in an event that it was reminding me a little bit of Brutal Legend. So,
use the legend of brutality.
Don't call it that.
No, I would not call it Brutal Legend.
Also, don't call it Brink.
How about Fusion Escape?
How about Brutal Deluxe Fusion Asshat?
How about Fused? Just adding a D, I think, actually makes it sound like a much better game.
How about apostrophe D?
No, Fused, F-U-S-E-D.
X and an X after it.
No X. Fused.
Fused X.
X fused.
All right. I think we're all fucked.
Halo Fused.
Batship Industries. Fuse of War. Losing credibility.
Fuse of War.
That's not bad. I think you could get in on the of war.
Something
franchises.
With like dynamite. Tie in like an explosion to the fuse somehow in the title.
That's not bad. Yeah, dynamite fuse. That's not bad.
No, that's terrible.
It's still something. Fuse, that's not even a name of anything.
It's a piece of string. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like calling your game string.
How about lit fuse?
How about toothpick? I'm just thinking of small, small thin objects, long and thin. My penis. No.
How about grid 2?
Grid 2. I bought Grid 2, like I just mentioned before, and I played an hour, maybe. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's really good. It looks ridiculous. The graphics are awesome on PC. It has all the bells and whistles that you'd expect. The driving is more arcadey than even a Forza Horizon, I believe. There's an emphasis on drifting. I know there's different car types, and you know you can take drift cars and run them in races, and you know those cars will drift better around the track, and you have sort of to take advantage of that. It's got the rewind feature. I think the first Grid one had that too. It's got an upload to YouTube feature, which is kind of cool, except you can't change the camera angle, which so basically ruins that feature. It would work very well otherwise. I like it. I would definitely keep an eye on this game for price drops if you're a racing fan. Or, you know, I think it seems like there's a lot of content there. So check it. There's actually like a story mode. There's like a guy who talks to you, and you're putting together like the World Series of Racing, which is combining, you know, all these different
baseball
events.
Baseball and racing.
No,
I'd play that race. Game.
Drift racing and street racing and all
mascots
kinds of stuff.
Run around the bases.
Then one you get sponsors.
Throws out an oil slick and trips up two of them, and one of the mascots wins.
Oh, I like that game.
But you give them your name. And
I got
it. Talks
Fuse
to
Grid.
All right, Grid. So Grid is good. Check out Grid. I think you would. I don't know if there are any reviews, but it's good. My review is that
there
it's
are.
Good.
It's getting very high.
Okay.
High 80s.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a quality game. It's very much on par with the Forza games, but just it's more arcadey.
Cool.
What else we got?
Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D came out for the 3DS.
Did you pick
Did
that
Wombat
up?
Did pick that up? I've already played this game on Wii, so I don't need to pick this up.
Oh, it's just the same game as the Wii game.
They added a little bit to it, but...
Mm. No, I haven't I did not pick it up. I thought about it, and I thought about getting it at Best Buy to get, what is it, Mario Brothers The Lost Levels free with it, but, you know, because I need that $6 game for free.
Right.
But and so guess what? I haven't picked up either. I'm waiting for Animal Crossing.
And yeah, Zelda. I mean, I'm a huge Donkey Kong fan, but I've already... played this. It was a really good game. I really liked it on the Wii, except for the having to do the motions, like the shaking the controller and stuff.
This is from the Wii, the original Wii.
Yes, from the original Wii.
Okay.
But,
anything else
without
this week?
The shaking? I think that's it.
Yeah, The Night of the Rabbit came out. It looks like a neat little adventure, point and click adventure on PC.
I watched the trailer. It seems to be getting good reviews.
Yeah. The graphics look interesting looking. It looks like almost a Professor Layton-esque character.
Yeah, and by the way, in case you can't tell, like I have hardly used my Xbox or my PS3 anymore. I'm pretty much all PC. I use my PS3 to play NHL 13, and that's pretty much it.
Have you tried Fallen Enchantress, Legendary Heroes yet on PC?
No, I have not.
I think you might like that game.
What type of game is it? I've heard people talking about it.
It's kind of like a Civilization type of game, except it's got a medieval fantasy style, like that's the setting. So you build up your cities and you build up, like you can make your horse farms and go out and you mine for resources and everything. But it's really well done. Like I don't like that type of game.
Oh, I didn't realize that you had it.
Yeah, I have it. I've had it for a while. Like, I was in the beta and everything.
Shipwreck, you're keeping secrets.
I've talked briefly about this game before, I think. Mm. It's at least been on the outline before. But I think it came out last week. It's surprisingly good, though. I have a hard time because I suck. But, I don't understand, all of the rules entirely. But,
which is a problem with those games I always
right,
run into.
But the way like the battles take place, you can either choose to just have it do it automatically or it can switch to a different screen and it almost goes into like a Final Fantasy Tactics style of movement and you can move your people however many squares they can move and then select an action. So there's a lot going on. I think you might like it.
I have so many games though right now. I don't know. I also bought I finished Metro. Metro Last Light.
Nice.
And that was awesome. That's a good ending.
There's two endings.
There's two endings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I kind of cried at my ending. Is there one that's not going to make
okay.
me cry?
Yes. You got the same ending I did.
I liked it a lot.
Did
I
really
recommend that.
Did you cry at the end?
I didn't know. I didn't cry. I think what happened was as at the same time when the credits, you know, when the game credits were rolling,
you stepped on your testicles.
No, I had like some dirt in my finger and I touched my eye and then my eye got a little watery, I think is what really happened.
Is that what really happened? I don't know what it is about that game. When I'm playing it, I'm enjoying playing it, but I never feel like I need to go and play it.
Interesting.
It doesn't suck me in. I don't know why.
I don't know. I could see that happening. I know. Maybe it's not for everybody, but for me, definitely, I like the characters. I like the technical aspects of the game. Somebody wrote in, who was this? Space Aced wanted to know if they had fixed the shooting, basically, in this game from the last one. And they did. It's much better.
Yeah, the shooting in that game is very good.
It's as good as any high quality, top shelf first person shooter.
They calm down the enemy accuracy too.
Before you pop your head out and it's like, oop, game over. It's much easier. There was only I died, but it was only in certain sections where I would die repeatedly because it was just I would be overrun.
Because you were waiting for an elevator and too many monsters would come out at once.
But it didn't ruin my enjoyment of the game. It wasn't like I would die and then I had to load up a save from 5 minutes earlier. It was all pretty much chop, chop, chop. Okay, I got to do this again. Oh, I died again. Oh, I died again. I was always having fun while I was doing it, and I didn't feel like it was hopeless. I definitely recommend it. I bought the season pass immediately, soon upon finishing the game.
Hmm. That does single player stuff, obviously, because there's no multiplayer.
And I think there's a bonus. MSU Hitman wrote in and asked, that he said he bought the season pass, but he can't find. You're supposed to get some special shotgun. My guess is you wouldn't get it until some of the shit starts downloading, right? Like, it's not going to add anything to your game until there's some DLC to it.
I have no idea. I don't know where you would go to get something like that.
I'm guessing it'll download whatever the first DLC pack is. But where in the game would you?
I don't know.
Might just be for the DLC.
Yeah.
Can you what happens when you finish the game? Is there a new game plus or anything? It's pretty much done.
I think you just have the option to play it again.
Right. Well, that's good. That's nice of them. Well, I heard on Xbox One, once you finish a game, the disc just melts right in the machine.
You have to get a whole new machine.
Right. It destroys the machine. yeah. Great game, though.
You should watch just YouTube the other ending, GP.
Okay.
That way you see both sides. Right.
Okay, I really liked it, and I like the end. It's so hard to have an ending where, you're affected anyway.
I think obviously one of them's supposed to be the bad ending, one of them's supposed to be the good ending.
Right.
That's how these games work. But yes. I think both endings actually are satisfactory.
They did a nice job with the story in this game too. They did a nice job with that. It's amazing. And when you watch the credits in this game, they're pretty short. There's not a lot. I mean, most of the credits are legalese, copyright shit. And, they wind up thanking people who worked at THQ and stuff. But if you look at the people who actually worked on the game, you can see how small of a team it was. And it's pretty impressive. What else we got here? Multi-platform. Either you guys pick up Call of Juarez Gunslinger?
I want to.
You should get it. Maybe I'll buy it for you. Isn't your birthday soon?
February, yeah.
Yeah, his birthday soon. Was.
What did I get you anything?
No, you didn't get him anything.
Call of Juarez, dude. Dude, it's really good. I've played through 6 episodes, I think, of it. I don't even want to. This is why I don't read previews anymore, and I don't read reviews. I don't. I'll look at the scores to see if it's worth buying, but I just. By not knowing things about this game, I can tell that I'm enjoying it so much more. And I'm not going to ruin it for people out there. But I knew nothing about the game except that I had played the other Call of Juarez
games. Do you sling guns in it?
Yeah, I mean, I figured that's what it would be. But it's a downloadable title, $15, Xbox.
That's the name of a game there.
Gunslinger.
Gunslinger, yeah. That is a good. Even
you know exactly.
Call of Juarez, which is, a terrible pun. But
it's a great pun, though.
But Gunslinger is a good name for anything. It's a good name for a.
I don't get the pun. What's the pun?
And it's Call of War.
Yeah, it sounds like an of war game.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, or an of duty instead of Call of Duty or Call of War. It's Call of Juarez.
Right, that's funny.
All I know is tech. Like, the only thing I really know about mind it is that Techland.
Not really.
Yeah, what's Techland that developed it, and I'm interested, like, in anything they develop because it's going to be at the worst, it's going to be weird enough for me to like.
Oh yeah. It's got that. Don't even read anything about it. If you don't know anything about it, you're in for a treat. Just buy it. I give you this TPD stamp of approval. Don't need to read anything about it. Just buy it for everybody. Solid. It's got slow motion killing. That's all you need to know. Even Mrs. Chibi likes watching me play it, and she does not like watching me play first person shooters. What else we got here? You know what we never talked about, and since we've been talking a lot about PC stuff, NVIDIA Shield. They announced it during one of our off weeks. They announced the pre-order and the price for $350. And it's coming out in June.
Well, are you going to buy one, GB?
I think Shipwreck is going
to
buy one.
Well, I'm interested. I need to. I have no interest in the Android portion of it.
No, you don't.
Like, none.
You know what? He needs he needs to start saving up for baby stuff. I don't think an NVIDIA Shield really is on the
list. Hold on. He can justify it.
I've got a gaming account.
That's going to change to the baby account before you know it.
No, that's... It totally comes out of... It doesn't... Nothing in my gaming account comes out of my paycheck or my wife's paycheck.
It's like escrow, Wombat. Nobody can touch it except Shipwreck, and it has to be spent on games.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Legally. I'm pretty sure it's legally binding at this point. So you go on, Shipwreck.
It's not even in the same bank as my other accounts. I'm most interested in the streaming from my PC. Because if I could sit in my bed at night and play Borderlands 2 before I go to bed.
that would be something you would like to do.
That interests me.
And greatly. You would spend $350 to do it.
That's not... I know that's a lot of money, I guess. But that's not
for a grown man who's designing military helicopters.
It's if it was $250, I would pause substantially less.
Right. You'd already have pre-ordered it.
Right. The $350 price, it does seem a little bit pricey, but not when you look at what all is in there. But if I could rip out all the Android stuff and get one for $250.
You would do that.
I would much prefer that.
Would you pay $450 for one that had like iOS stuff in it? See?
Oh. Yeah, I would. You would. Because I'm tied to that ecosystem. Like
I was joking, and then I became serious as I was saying it.
Right.
Because I think I would too. Maybe. If we could play the PC stuff and that, I mean, I know we're
that's not possible
crazy talk here.
But yeah.
No. Well, it is. Well.
But I just see, because my graphics card's NVIDIA, so I would assume this thing is going to work pretty seamlessly.
You need a certain one or higher. Which one do you have? 670?
I have the 680.
You don't have the 680. I have the 680.
670?
How many cores does it have?
I have 10 less than you.
You're good, I think. If you load, they have like NVIDIA has this thing called the GeForce Experience. It's a piece of software that mm-hmm. you load up on your computer if you have a an NVIDIA card. And it finds all the games that you have and it knows like the optimal settings based on the hardware you have and it sets all that stuff for you. But now it also tells you if your computer is ready for the NVIDIA Shield.
Okay, I'll have to check that because I just updated my driver today. So,
do you use that thing, the GeForce Experience?
Yeah. Actually, no, I have not used it before.
Oh,
but it installed with my new driver when I did it today.
Interesting.
And it found like it was like an option. I just checked the
box. Yeah, it's pretty good actually. It's interesting to see. I don't always agree with the settings that it comes up with, but it's a good base because that shit can be confusing. What else we got here? So Chad Austin 1 writes in and says, wants to know if Shipwreck was right when he said Wombat made a horrible decision about buying Dark Souls for $10 on Xbox.
So I figured I would give that game a shot because, you know, it's...
I did the same thing, Wombat, with Demon Souls, by the way.
So I made it through the tutorial.
I did too.
But I just haven't had a chance to play anything past it. But I've been told online that I'm playing as the wrong character and that I should do the tutorial again as a better character for.
That's gonna happen. You have a better chance of Wombat like designing his own Demon's Souls game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't have much to say about it so far. I mean, it is what it is. It's an ugly game.
How are those controls? Do you like those controls?
It's a little clunky. The menus are terrible. But you know, people love this game. I just wanted to know what's the appeal.
It's crazy. I think a lot of the appeal comes from like all that stuff being terrible, and you have no idea like what anything does or the rule. Basically, the rules of the game are just not. You cannot discover them without talking to other people who have played the game or searching internet forums or
killing
fact.
That same skeleton 13 times because you keep on restarting.
Yeah. And so some people, that really appeals to some people. I'm not one of those people. I don't know, but I don't think Wombat is. I know Shipwreck is not.
No, I might have been that person when I was like 12.
When you were writing DOA facts.
Right. Back in those days where when I had all kinds of time to sit down and play like one game for
right. We all had that time.
The problem that I have with the Souls series is that I never feel like there's too many times I sit down and play it and I just progress nowhere. Like I've sat down, I've played for 2 hours and I'm in the exact same spot. I've gained nothing.
And that happens once. Okay. I'm okay. Like, okay, my bad. But if that happens again, I'm pretty much out.
Yeah, I think you know, I think
come
I'm
back
just
a second day and that happens.
I need to just move straight on to Halo 4 because I still haven't played that yet.
All right. So the answer is, to answer your question, Chad Austin, yes, Shipwreck was right. Right, Wombat, do you agree?
Yeah, so far, why not? Horrible decision.
Not horrible. Not a horrible decision.
You bought it because you like Skyrim, right? And you hear positive things about this game.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, I know it's very different, though. I knew that going in. But I'm like, fantasy RPG, I'll give it a shot. And also based on that reputation of the people who love it so much. Then I'm like, well, I guess I'll give it a shot. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll play a little bit more tomorrow and
you know
magic
what you should pick
will
up?
Happen.
Dragon's Dogma is probably better for you.
Yeah, Dragon's Dogma would be better for you. Yeah, why don't you go try a Monster Hunter? That one, maybe next.
Perfect. I have an extra copy right here of the 3DS version.
You could bring that to E3.
All right, maybe.
Yeah, I could play it on the plane ride home.
It's online. It's an online game, I'm pretty sure.
No, you can play it offline, too.
Oh, you can?
See?
Yeah.
Jerk.
That one even, I think you might be more into than Dark Souls. But,
all right, then. Because, I mean, I have been known to get sucked into a game that's, you know, grindy. That's not unheard of.
I don't know that you understand exactly how grindy Dark Souls.
But I understand there's a lot of you die, you restart, you die, you restart, and you have a lot of ground to make up once you restart. Which, again, I'm with Cheapy. Like, after that happens to me 3 times, I'll probably be like, screw this game.
Yeah, I mean, I can only be frustrated so much before I give up.
Before it's not fun anymore.
Play it for the next week to give it a fair shot.
As the great Justin McElroy often says, that he really likes games that respect his time. And for me, I agree. And that just, I lose a lot of fun if a game doesn't respect my time.
I understand that and I agree because.
Yes.
Yeah, as someone who was literally working up until the minute we hit record on this show.
Yep. How about Wombat? You really wanted to tell me about this. Nintendo has announced the Best Buy E3 demo locations. You were very excited about
this. I just think it's the funniest thing. I don't know. Shipwreck, have you had a chance to look at the list?
Where is the list? Because I noticed there's no link.
That was a link when I put it in there. Did you do something to destroy my link?
You fucked up.
I didn't know. I didn't. You did.
Look at the outline. It says you fucked up on it. Ugh. It must be true.
Well, if that's what the outline says,
I will find it.
I'm adding.
I looked at it briefly. I saw that none of them were near me.
Let me tell
I
you,
will
yeah,
be in LA.
Exactly. Anyways. They're not doing this. This is the Nintendo Experience. Only at Best Buy, try out the hottest Wii games. Join the fun and score some Luigi loot and hot offers on the Wii U. That sounds like a great marketing plan.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so let's say you live in California. I live in San Francisco. Oh, I can't go because I only have Culver City, Blossom Hill, Elk Grove, Tracy, and Emeryville, and Visalia. Well,
they spelled Toledo wrong.
Oh, yeah, Ohio, the home state of Mr. Shipwreck.
Yes, I can go to, unless there's a town called Toledo.
Where are these towns, Shipwreck? Are they near any major cities? Beaver Creek?
I'm looking at the New York one. Isn't there still a Best Buy in Manhattan?
There's about three.
How come there's no demo station in Manhattan?
I'm pretty sure there's three Best Buys in Manhattan. There's the one downtown. There's the one in Midtown. There's one on 44th, one on 23rd, and one down in the Village on Broadway.
But here's the weird thing. I'm looking at this IGN article. It says, so you can do it on Wednesday from 4 to 8 p.m., but then that's it. Then you have to come back on Saturday if you want
to... do it again from 1 to 5. And the closest, I mean, the New York City's Albany, West Nyack. I mean, Long Island City. No one's taking the subway to Long Island City to check out a Best Buy. It's just not going to happen.
To check out a Wii U game?
And no one is going to the Green Acres Mall Best Buy.
Ever. Unless they want to get their car stolen for insurance fraud.
Pretty much. I mean, it's really, like, it's frightening. I don't understand it. Pennsylvania, I mean, they have King of Prussia, which is close to Philadelphia, but it's not Philadelphia.
All the good Best Buys, they're like, we don't want, like, lines of gamers who aren't going to buy anything.
I guess Century 3 would be considered Pittsburgh, but yeah. It's so weird. I just don't understand, you know,
why. The closest
why...
one to me is in Kentucky.
Sweet. Road trip.
It'd be about...
Lexington?
25 minutes. No, Florence.
When you come back from E3 on Saturday, you should just go right to Kentucky.
But it's weird, right? It's not just me. Like, I'm looking at these and I'm like trying to figure out why don't they have it closer to where there are more people?
Maybe they don't want that many people in their store. They don't want that many gamers lining up.
But isn't that the whole point?
I don't know. It's crazy. Batship Industries put out a dossier.
I did.
Okay. What'd you say?
I put out a tweet. Nintendo and Best Buy. Next time, maximize your reach by holding these events in at least one major U.S. city.
Pro tip. All right. I think we're done. Are we done?
We can be done.
Did we get through all this?
I think so.
I think we did a good job. Okay. Well, we did our job.
We did our job. It doesn't have to be
anything
good.
Else. We did a lot of CAGBAG already.
And I am sweating, so.
Oh, here. One more question. Okay. I want to point this out. MST 1011 says, will E3 be a factor in determining the platform of choice for the general audience? Shipwreck, answer the question.
Slightly, but they're I don't know. Unless something goes really, really badly, I think most people will stick with their same platform they had this year to begin with.
Interesting.
The early adopters are going to stick with the same thing they had.
Wombat?
No, I say that the general audience is going to be swayed by mainstream media and commercials.
But yeah, coming up like several months from now.
Yeah, I'm saying not until August, September.
Too early. The answer is too early to be. It'll general audience. You're talking about people who aren't on NeoGAF.
Dude bros.
Right. General audience means other people who aren't on video game websites. Yes. E3 does not matter for them. All right. I think that's it because it's hot in here. I want to remind everybody. Oh, wait. Oh, is this promotion over? It's the last day, I think, for this GoDaddy promotion. It ends on May 31st. What day is
That's Friday.
Okay. So it's your last chance for your $2.49 domain registration for the first year at GoDaddy. Use coupon code CAG249 at GoDaddy.com. There's a link on the front page of CAG. So yeah, go to GoDaddy.com. And follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, Video Game Deals, etc. Anything else, Wombat, that we need to talk about or plug before we say goodbye?
There's always Uninformed Opinions.
Of course. What do you talk about this week?
This week we talked about, you like how I can't even remember? That's so
Plum
sad.
Island.
Oh, no, Plum Island was the week before. We talked about kids that ruin movies.
Give me an example of a kid that ruins movies.
A kid that ruins a movie example would be the kid in Superman Returns ruins the movie.
There's no reason for him to be in the movie?
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yes. My favorite example is Blues Brothers 2000. Maybe the worst child ever to appear in any mainstream film.
I got another one for you.
Sure.
Did you talk about RoboCop 2?
We didn't, but that's a good example. That's a good one. See, we should have had
I remember. So in RoboCop 2, the kid is a drug dealer. It's like he's like a higher up in the big drug dealing organization. And I remember when the movie came out, the critics were like, they just couldn't get past that. It was just like in The Professional, remember, with Natalie Portman?
Yes.
Like some critics just could not get past like that slight bit of like she had a crush on on Leon. Like they just could not get past it.
But that's a good movie. She's obviously very necessary. That would be the opposite of what I'm saying. But yes.
Yes. And I See Dead People kid also.
Yeah, he was good too. We talk about him.
Yeah, definitely the robot. I mean, the kid was fine in the movie. It's just like there was no need for there to be a kid drug dealer in the movie.
Exactly.
I'm not insulting the actor. Shipwreck, anything you need to add? Anything? How's everything going with our E3 prep? Everything's good?
Yeah, we're pretty locked down on most things, I think. I've been organizing my baseball cards.
Excellent.
I saw those pictures.
I've been alphabetizing them mainly.
So are you having a boy? Is that why?
No, we don't know that yet.
Oh, okay.
You'll be the first to know.
I want to know.
Can you share the spreadsheet on Google Docs?
There's no spreadsheet. There's two.
Really?
There will be a spreadsheet. I'm trying to get rid of a lot of this stuff. Just because I don't think I'll have time to go through this stuff once the baby comes. So it was a good time to alphabetize my baseball cards.
You have a good year once the baby comes. A good year.
Because you just put the baby down on the floor. Baby's not going anywhere.
Exactly. But once they start moving and growing opinions on things, you're pretty much screwed. Talking.
Right. Those baseball cards are going to be eaten.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, let's say goodbye and we'll see you next week.
Bread's done. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
I'm the best. 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 I'm the best.